you had no demand for it. See, you had evolution had to come in on you. Somebody had to come along with an idea. When they invented electric iron, the washing machine, everything changed then. And the television changed everybody's life.
Oh, yeah.
You see,
I can't remember, of course, life without television.
Well, so. And you see crime now done. You used to read about it. You never. Now you see it. You don't think about it.
Yeah.
All this stuff now that the new sin under 2,000 years old. There's new people doing them. There's no new sin under 2,000. I don't care what you call it. And you've got to have replacement, good people and bad. Because both sides will die out.
Well, tell me, you think people have changed over the last couple of generations you've seen?
Well, there's just more people of different kind. There's more good people and there's more bad people. Just more of each.
The people are basically the same.
Yeah, you take, it's basically the same, I'd say.
Yeah.
You had the same proportion. They had the, in the early days, you could tell a barber the way he dressed, you could tell a banker the way he wore his hat, the kind of hat he wore. You could tell a priest the same wore his collar, and a minister had a hat for his promoting his occupation. Just that way. Now you can't tell the sinners from the saints by the dress now, because you can't tell, and nobody can read character. Nobody can read character.
Nobody.
No. Very successfully.
Yeah.
In other words, a guy come in there want to. Credit. Well, you ask him where he works, his salary, how many he's got in his family, own the car, how much he got in the bank, how long he's been in the firm. He said,
it'd be better if you didn't do that. The picks that up.
Yeah, well, okay. Rub it out. So then he said, how much credit you want? I want $50. You make $300 a month. How much grocery bill? Say, $10 a piece at that time. Which unit. Well, you already, where am I going to get my money? Well, so and so. I've traded here all my life, and then you turn me down for credit. I said, you ride the bus or streetcar, don't you? Yeah. You ever try to get on that van? No, they told you all. We give you merchandise for your money, that's all we can do. Now, we got to pay for that. And up till recently, they'd take an open account, a 30-day account, and you'd write it for 90 days or 4 months, not paying interest. Well, they got smart now. They charge you if you're late one day on it.
Oh, yeah.
Which, that's good business.
Maybe it is. You sort of wish it weren't like that all the time. I mean, even the best of us get, once in a while, have a problem or write a check for more of the money than we have or something.
Yeah. Well, I'll charge you $5 for that now.
Oh, yeah. At least.
Yeah.
I'm back charging the
youth. It makes you train yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it prevents you from the night. It'll take up
well, I think if everybody would live within the income, if you watch the nickels and dimes, the dollars will take care of themselves.
Sure. Well, you know that as well as I do, the way that emphasis is put on credit cards nowadays. There aren't many people who are encouraged to do that. They're encouraged to invest and to spend money they don't have to start off.
Well, Mr. McDermott, anybody could say the word charge it to charge it to them.
Yeah.
Then come payday, they wonder why. All three firms are the same, selling the same merchandise. Well, you can load up on three firms. They don't check back and see. Well, I want the business. I don't tell him what you owe me. I don't want him to have them to come back here and run up some more credit. Well, it's just jealousy. Nobody tells the truth about anything.
Well, I don't